Commissioning and performing new music is a risky business for any classical orchestra. Creating the repertoire of the future is important, but with today's tight budgets, filling seats of the concert hall often takes precedence. So many orchestras stick to time-honored favorites. Vivian Goodman reports that one contemporary French composer has been successful at getting American orchestras to take risks.
Marc-André d'Albavie doesn't know why American orchestras have supported his work.
Most of my music is not pure classical music. It has a lot to do with modernity and all that. And most of the classical orchestra told me that, the American classic orchestra, they just like the big repertoire and all that. And I discovered the contrary.
Quite to the contrary. D'Albavie discovered that orchestras in Chicago, Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Philadelphia were eager to perform his music. The Cleveland Orchestra's assistant conductor, James Gaffigan, recently conducted the American premiere of D'Albavie's Piano Concerto, which was jointly commissioned by Cleveland, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and the BBC Proms.
He's brilliant with colors and rhythms, and you don't know where things are coming from, you don't know where they're going to, and sometimes the piano takes a back seat, sometimes the piano is just playing scales, and the orchestra around is doing parts of the scale, but much slower. And they're filling in color and texture. It's a beautiful writing, beautiful ideas.
As with the piano concerto, D'Albavie's violin concerto plays with the relationship between the soloist and the orchestra. In some of his compositions, he plays with the relationship between the orchestra and the audience, sometimes placing orchestra members in the audience. He also employs another technique that uses harmonies derived from overtones to take listeners deep into the inner space of the music.
In a certain way, if you can compare that to another thing, it's like looking your skin with a microscope. So you go inside this microscope and you take out the structure you see in the microscope of your skin and you build another skin with that. It's going in deeply into the beauty of the sound, and you can hear that what the music exposes, it's like coming to the sound.
D'Albavie's approach is not new. He's putting a modern spin on a technique that goes all the way back to Gregorian chant and the polyphony of Renaissance motets. Norwegian pianist Leif Ove Andsnes, for whom D'Albavie wrote his piano concerto, says this is one of the things that sets D'Albavie apart from some other contemporary composers.
He really knows so much music from the past. He will love music that you would think is very, very foreign to his tradition, like Strauss. I remember having a big discussion with him about Richard Strauss, and he loves that orchestra music. He loves the colors and the excitement of it. And I just think that's so great, with that curiosity and that knowledge of the past.
Maybe it has something to do with the way Marc-André d'Albavie composes. The 44-year-old retreats to a 15th-century farmhouse in the French countryside.
I'm completely alone. Every doors are shut and the windows are shut also. And I really work every day in a sort of isolation world.
In the outside world, D'Albavie's music has found a receptive audience thanks to champions of new music like Christoph Eschenbach, music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Orchestra of Paris, where Eschenbach made D'Albavie composer in residence.
I think he's very, very special as a composer. He's a special language, and I like that very much. I performed several times his violin concert, which is also a masterpiece. I'm very, very attracted and fascinated by his music. I need to do it for my own satisfaction and to give it to the audiences.
Christoph Eschenbach conducts the Orchestra of Paris on the only recording of d'Albavie's music. His commitment to putting it in concert halls is a bit of an anomaly. Orchestras often squeeze a short contemporary work into a program of otherwise traditional repertoire.
New music needs to be programmed in a way that makes it clear that you're proud of it.
The Cleveland Orchestra's executive director, Gary Hansen, is proud to have commissioned several d'Albavie compositions. But the challenge remains of getting audiences to listen.
Ever since the middle of the 20th century, the relationship between orchestra audiences and new music has been variable, in some cases negative. Younger audiences are much more eager and accepting of new music than our established audiences are, and since we do rely on our established audiences, there's often a sense that new music doesn't have a place on our programming, but it has a very important place in our programming.
D'Albavie's music has been labeled accessible. He says that's not his goal, but he does think that earlier contemporary composers have made it difficult for audiences, and even musicians, to understand their work.
We had to analyze the score to really understand, and I thought it was a problem with music, because with music you must really touch the perception, you must really touch the ears.
D'Albavie insists he doesn't write for an audience. He says he composes for himself, to create something new. Of course, he hopes audiences like his music, but he says they can interpret it any way they want.
When you see a painting or when you hear a music, you will have not one person who will agree with another one. Each person finds his own meaning. That's why I don't want the public to understand what really I wanted to do myself. That is my problem. And if they like the piece, even with different way of hearing this piece and finding different meaning, I'm very happy if this piece could bring that to each one. Arts has this possibility to communicate something which is really open.
Perhaps it's Marc-André d'Albavie's own open-mindedness that comes through in his music and makes orchestras want to commission and perform it. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra plays his piano concerto later this week. For NPR News, I'm Vivian Goodman.
To hear more music from Marc-André d'Albavie, go to our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.